This is Annie Stevens Gleason, Minister for Worship and Incorporation at the Episcopal Church of the Redeemer in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'd like to welcome you to our worship podcast.
Good morning. This is the Reverend Dr. Herschel Wade, and I'm delighted to join you for morning prayer on Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Today is the feast day of Toyohiko Kajiwa, and Toyohiko was born in 1888 in Kobe, Japan. Orphaned early, he first lived with his widow stepmother and then with his uncle. He enrolled in a Bible class in order to learn English, and in his teens, he became Christian and was disowned by his family. In his late teens, he attended Presbyterian College in Tokyo for 3 years. He decided that he had a vocation to help the poor and that in order to do so effectively, he must live as one of them. Accordingly, from 1910 to 1924, he lived all but 2 years in a shed of 6 square feet in the slums of Kobe. In 1912, he unionized the shipyard workers, and he spent 2 years from 1914 to 1916 at Princeton studying techniques for the relief of poverty. In 1918 and 1921, he organized unions among factory workers and farmers. He worked for universal male suffrage granted in 1925 and for laws more favorable to trade unions. In 1923, he was asked to supervise social work in Tokyo. His writings began to attract favorable notice from Japanese government and abroad. He established credit unions, schools, hospitals, and churches, and wrote and spoke extensively on the application of Christian principles to the ordering of society. He founded the Anti-War League, and in 1940, he was arrested for publicly apologizing to China for the Japanese invasion of that country. In 1941, in the summer, he visited the United States in an attempt to avert war between Japan and the U.S. After the war, despite failing health, he devoted himself to the reconciliation of democratic ideas and procedures with traditional Japanese culture. He died in Tokyo on the 23rd of April, 1960. Today's readings will be from Exodus chapter 32, verses 21 through 34, and the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 through 16. And if you would like to mark them at this time, we will be reading from Psalm 47 and 48, which begin on pages 650 and 651 of your prayer book. So please join me on page 80 in the Book of Common Prayer as we prepare our hearts and our minds to worship God as a new day begins. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. The Lord is risen indeed. Come, let us adore him. We will say the Venite on page 82 of our prayer books. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great king above all gods. In his hands are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you will hearken to his voice. Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with a cry of joy. For the Lord Most High is to be feared. He is the great king over all the earth. He subdues the people under us and the nations under our feet. He chooses our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of the ram's horn. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is our King of all the earth. Sing praises with all your skill. God reigns over the nations. God sits upon his holy throne. The nobles of the people have gathered together with the people of the God of Abraham. The rulers of the earth belong to God, and he is highly exalted. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised, and the city of our God is his holy hill. Beautiful and lofty, the joy of all the earth is the hill of Zion, the very center of the world and the city of the great king. God is in her citadels. He is known to be her sure refuge. Behold, the kings of the earth assembled and marched forward together. They looked and were astounded. They retreated and fled in terror. Trembling seized them there. They writhed like a woman in childbirth, like ships of the sea when the east wind shatters them. As we have heard, so we have seen, in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, God has established her forever. We have waited in silence on your loving kindness, O God, in the midst of your temple. Your praise, like your name, O God, reaches the world's end. Your right hand is full of justice. Let Mount Zion be glad and the cities of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Make the circuit of Zion walk around about her. Count the number of her towers. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Exodus. Moses said to Aaron, "Why did these people do to you that you have brought such great sin upon them?" And Aaron said, "Do not let the anger of my Lord burn hot. You know the people, that they are bent on evil. They said to me, 'Make us gods who shall go before us.' As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." So I said to them, "Whoever has gold, take it off." So they gave it to me, and I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf. When Moses saw the people running wild, for Aaron had let them run wild to his derision of their enemy, then Moses stood at the gate of the camp and said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Come to me." And all the sons of Levi gathered around him. He said to them, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, put your sword to your side, each of you. Go back and forth from gate to gate throughout the camp, and each of you kill your brother, your friend, and your neighbor." The sons of Levi did as Moses commanded, and about 3,000 of the people fell that day. Moses said, "Today you have ordained yourself for the service of the Lord, each one at the cost of a son or a brother, and so have brought a blessing on yourselves this day." On the next day, Moses said to the people, "You have sinned a great sin, but now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can atone for your sin." So Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Alas, this people have sinned a great sin, and they have made for themselves gods of gold. But now, if you only will forgive their sins, but if not, blot me out of the book that you have written." But the Lord said to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. But now go, lead the people to the place about which I have spoken to you, and my angel shall go in front of you." Nevertheless, when the day comes for punishment, I will punish them for their sins. Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We will now say Canticle 10, the second song of Isaiah, on page 86 of our prayer book. Seek the Lord while he wills to be found. Call upon him when he draws near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the evil ones their thoughts. And let them turn to the Lord, and he will have compassion, and to our God, for he will richly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and snow fall from the heavens and return not again, but water the earth, bringing forth life and giving growth, seed for sowing and bread for eating, so is my word that goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish that which I have purposed and prosper in that for which I sent it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that others may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Let us say Canticle 13 on page 90 of our prayer book, a song of praise. Glory to you, Lord God of our fathers, for you are worthy. Glory to you. Glory to you for the radiance of your holy name. We will praise you and highly exalt you forever. Glory to you in the splendor of your temple. On your throne of your majesty, glory to you. Glory to you seated between the cherubim. We will praise you and highly exalt you forever. Glory to you beholding the depths and the high vault of heaven. Glory to you. Glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We will praise you and highly exalt you forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We will now say the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Clothe us with your righteousness, and let your people sing with joy. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world, for only in you can we live in safety. Lord, keep this nation under your care, and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Let your way be known among the earth, and your saving health among the nations. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God. Sustain us with your Holy Spirit. O God, the King Eternal, whose light divides the day from the night and turns the shadow of death into the morning, drive from us all wrong desires, incline our hearts to keep your law, and guide our feet in the way of peace, that having done your will with cheerfulness during the day, we may, when the night comes, rejoice to give you thanks. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Strengthen and protect, O God, all those who suffer for their fidelity to Jesus Christ, that like your servant, Kuyohiko Tagawa, they might persevere in seeking and serving Christ in all persons and work tirelessly for the advancement of your kingdom through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, in you we live and move and have our being. We humbly pray you so to guide and govern us by your Holy Spirit, that in all cares and occupations of our life, we may not forget you, but remember that we are ever walking in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Everlasting and almighty God, by whom Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive our supplications and prayers which we offer before you for all your members of your holy church, that in their vocation and ministry that they may truly and devoutly serve you through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may now offer your prayers of intercession and thanksgiving right here. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplication to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting. Amen. Let us thank the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forevermore. Amen.